Hello, good morning. This is Dave Allen for OV20 Questions, and I thought I'd just give you a quick update on stuff. Yesterday, I went to the local charger in Plajadaro to see about putting some electrons into the car. The last time I was there, the head had been ripped off it. It had been totally beheaded by some vandals. And it was suggested to me when I was talking to someone yesterday at the charger that it might have been someone who had been annoyed that they'd been towed away because they were icing the parking spot before, and who knows whatever the reason was. Anyway, so I got to the charging point and I was delighted to see that there was no one parked there and that the machine was actually in place and working. And then I'd spend a bit of time working out how to use it. My first instinct was to put my cards, all of the RFID cards that I've got, up against the RFID reader thing, which is on the front of the machine, because it seemed like a reasonable thing to do. And none of them worked. So I thought, okay, what do we do next? So I actually read the instructions. They were in Catalan, but I managed to work out what was needed. So there's a couple of big QR codes on the two flaps. There's one flap for the Type 2 Manekes and another flap for the ordinary Schuko plug. So I scanned the code for the Manekes Type 2, and I was given a website to go to. So I went to the website and filled in all the details. Quite a few details to be filled in, but nothing too sort of onerous. And once I'd done that, I got an email, and the email gave me a username and password. So I wasn't quite sure again what to do after that, so I read the instruction again, and it told me that what I needed to do was to scan the code again. Now this time when I scanned the code, I got to another page on the website, and this time it asked me to put in the username and password. Well, that's all right, I can manage that. Once I put that in, it didn't actually take too long before the machine activated, and away I went. I was charging. Now, the funny thing was is that while I was charging there, I was only there a couple of minutes, and it was just starting to rain a wee bit, but a Welshman came around the corner. I didn't know he was Welsh because he started speaking to me in Spanish, and I replied in Spanish. We were chatting for about a couple of minutes in Spanish. And then he says to me, are you English? I says, yeah. I says, she had a bloody good laugh about that because we were speaking so long in Spanish, but that's all right. And then we spent the rest of the time chatting away in English, and turns out he's a Renault Zoe driver. And he stopped to say hello because he lives nearby, and he was just interested in talking to another EV driver. And he told me about his car, Renault Zoe, and the fact that he's only driven 400 kilometres in it. And so it turned out that I turned into the old hand of the EV driving. I was able to give him a few tips and tell him where he could get a few of these RFID cards, which ain't going to work on some of these machines. And it was quite interesting. I think he's got a fair bit to learn about EV driving because he's only done 400 kilometres. He hasn't done what I've done, which is to take trips off to places just to go out and try the chargers. He's just using it for driving around locally. He was telling me that he bought the Zoe with the battery. He didn't want to do the leasing of the battery, and I don't blame him. With an 8-year warranty on these batteries, why worry, you know? And then he was unsure about the charging because he's only got the Type 2 charger on there, which goes up to 22 kilowatts, which if you're travelling around France is really good because it means you can charge it fairly quickly. Not as fast, I mean half as fast as if you're using a CHAdeMO, but the fact that it charges for longer at that speed might not make a lot of difference in the end, so he was happy enough with what I told him about that. So it was a good little chat, and he was happy to share his phone number with me so I can tell him about the thing that's coming up next week. I think it's next Wednesday, where a friend from England actually from the Jersey Islands or the Channel Islands, and he's driving a Tesla Model S with a friend. And they're heading all around Europe, starting off in the UK, heading down through France, coming into Spain, going back into France, going round to Marseille. And then from there, I'm not sure where they're going. I think they might be going into Germany, maybe Switzerland. They're trying to do as many countries as possible. And they're raising money for the UK charity for cancer research. So that's good. So I've put tenner into it to give a bit of a help. And they've raised quite a bit of money, so that's quite good. Anyway, so next week he's going to maybe sort of, I'll ring him up and let him know that they're here, and he can come along and have a look at the Tesla if he wants to. I'm looking forward to having a look at the Tesla. I've seen some Teslas close up, but not inside. Where I live, there was a Tesla parked out front of one of the houses owned by some Dutch people. It was a Dutch registration as well. And it was a nice car to look at. Quite impressed. I might even get to have a sit in it, and it might take me for a spin up the road and back again to get a bit of the flavour of what being in a Tesla like up and down the road. So that's next week. So anyway, the charge I put into the car yesterday wasn't necessary in the slightest. It's just that I finished work and I didn't want to go straight home. I thought, well, I'll have a quick look at this charging point at the other end of town, because, as I say, it had been beheaded, it had been broken before. Possibly by, because this is what this guy was telling me yesterday, saying that those cars had been towed away from there because they'd iced it. And I told him about, in fact, this guy, he was a total newbie with EV cars and terminology and so on. He didn't know what an EV hull was. He didn't know what an ice hull is. And I told him so. Looking forward to next week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now. This is Dave Allen for EV 20 Questions. Quite often on a Monday I go for a trip. It's Rosie's day out. This week I didn't go anywhere. Well, actually to come down to Plaid d'Arve to go to the beach and have a swim. But that was it. I talked about some of the charges that are nearby. There was the one I just mentioned in the previous excerpt in Plaid d'Arve, but there's also one in San Feliu, and possibly there's going to be another one in San Feliu soon. They've got the charging posts there already, but they haven't painted the road and they haven't connected it up, but it will be done in time. But I thought I'd give Rosie a day off, because it was time for me to have a bit of a rest myself. It was a good day to just relax and chill and so on. Anyway, so this is Dave Allen, and I'm just a happy little EV driver. Bye-bye now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.